Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 31st. The Biden-Harris administration announced $15 billion in funding to retool existing U.S. factories to produce EVs and batteries. Really, it's a lifeline for legacy automakers who are struggling in the EV transition. The money is split between $2 billion in grants and up to $10 billion in loans to support automotive manufacturing conversion projects and retaining high-quality jobs. Now, the department also announced a notice of intent to make available $3.5 billion in funding to expand domestic manufacturing of batteries. Now, while this is clearly aimed at existing automakers that are changing over, it could technically help EV startups that have taken over facilities that used to make gas cars. I'm thinking of Rivian in particular. It does seem like the Biden administration is actually trying to favor legacy automakers, as it specifically mentions projects employing union workers as being favored in the grant program. Tesla is now under federal investigation for potentially using company resources to build a mansion for Elon Musk. The first inclination came last year when Bloomberg reported that the director of Elon's office was about to be fired over an order for special glass for a secret project. The Wall Street Journal released another report alleging that it was known as Project 42 and that the goal was indeed to build a mansion. But now, several publications are reporting that the Wall Street Journal report triggered several investigations, including from the federal investigators from New York and the SEC. Now, as per the SEC regulations, publicly traded companies have to disclose transactions above $120,000 with related parties, and this includes directors and executives. Now, the special glass was reportedly worth well over that amount. Now, assuming that this action did occur, the misstep would not be that Musk used company money to make himself a house. That's not the accusation, because it would be quite amusing for the world's richest man to do so. But no, the trouble would be Musk using company staff, connections, or resources, such as special materials, without disclosing such. Luma, a Puerto Rico electric utility, has received the green light to build a virtual power plant with power walls from Tesla in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was an early market for power walls after they were badly affected by a hurricane back in 2017. Tesla concentrated their, at the time, limited supply of power walls to the U.S. territory. Now, since then, the need for power, especially among current heat waves, has not waned. But now this week, the local Energy Bureau issued a new order to authorize Luma Energy to build the power wall-backed projects. Now, this should help with reoccurring brownouts, which is a problem that was actually warned of this very week, the same week as the power plant announcement. Electrek has received new pictures from an anonymous source alleging that they are the new, updated Tesla Model 3 Project Highland. Now, the images are not photographs of an actual car, but instead photographs of a computer screen with a admittedly highly polished and realistic-looking render. A file name lists one of the images as, quote, updated Model 3. Now, since the updated vehicle launch is believed to be around the corner, it could make sense that Tesla is loosening internal restrictions on who sees the materials. As a matter of fact, rumors coming out of China are suggesting that Tesla will launch the product in Shanghai tomorrow. But let's talk about the content of the images. The front end is the most updated part of the vehicle, and it matched a previously leaked prototype earlier this year. The images show the fascia now has a larger lip and flatter front section. Both the headlights and taillights have been significantly updated with a sharper and more elongated look. These could be images going on Tesla's website once the launch actually occurs. After revealing the budget-friendly crossover earlier this month, Fisker is giving us a closer look at the $30,000 Pear, and this includes a new range update. Fisker says a new light steel body structure and a reduction in size from the Ocean SUV will reduce the parts required by 35%. The crossover will have two battery options, with range estimates of either 180 or 320 miles. It'll be offered in both rear and all-wheel drive options. Fisker says that the electric crossover will be the first vehicle to use their in-house high-performance computer that will, quote, offer a completely new connected and digital customer experience for the era of software-defined vehicles. Now, there's not a whole lot to hang our hat on for that description, but the photos of the vehicle interior are more useful. The Pear will include a lounge mode, which enables all the seats to fold flat, including the rear section folding into the trunk, to establish a spacious area. Another option will include seating for six with a sizable two-seat bench that replaces the front passenger seat and center console. With an optional 17.1-inch rotating screen, owners can sit and watch a movie or other entertainment, or possibly the news. Like Quick Charge. You can watch Quick Charge. This one, in the future, when the vehicle actually comes out, you can come all the way back here to August 31st, 2023, and watch this video. Take a screenshot. You can send it to me, and then I'll say, cool. Polestar has reported its second quarter earnings, showing widening losses as production scales. Polestar delivered 15,765 EVs in the second quarter, which is up 36% year over year. This puts their half-year total at 27,841. After lowering their annual guidance from 80,000 to between 60 and 70, Polestar is sticking to that forecast for now. The EV maker posted revenue of $685 million, up from $589 million last year. Through the first 6 months of the year, revenue reached $1.2 billion, which is driven mainly by the Polestar 2 sales. And meanwhile, higher contract manufacturing costs and supplier charges for semiconductors and batteries, this drove up Polestar's cost of sales 30% higher than last year, reaching $686 million for a gross loss of $1 million. Now, as a result, Polestar's net loss grew from $304 million, which is up from a loss of $228 million last year. The EV maker ended the quarter with $1.06 billion in cash and equivalents, up from $974 million last year and $884 million in the first quarter. And in today's quick glance, a recent trademark filing suggests that Honda will resurrect the Prelude, and we hope it'll be electric. Motor Trend found the name Prelude filed under land vehicles, namely automobiles and automobile structural parts, and the aerodynamic two-door vehicle would be perfect for an EV. And the name fits their other EV, the Honda Prologue. It's still a dream, but we keep on dreaming. And speaking of a dream come true, Electrek was invited to try out an electric garbage truck, and we did so on a racetrack. You can check out the full details on our site, but let it be known that electric vehicles are taking over every transportation segment eventually, and right now we're working on transporting refuse. In today's community comment found on YouTube, in reference to Elon mode from yesterday's stories, Carl in San Diego says, "Why say it only is accessible by executives at Tesla? You have no idea if low-paid test drivers are using that mode or if anyone is even using that mode." Well, actually, Carl, it was said in yesterday's story that we know of at least two people that are using it, the hacker and the content creator. But it was actually Tesla itself who characterized the mode as being made for executive testing. The mode was actually first shown by a hacker named Green, who said that the name and the software suggested that it was meant for, quote, executive testing. Now, it quickly became called Elon mode, but that was just a fanciful name that was tossed around in the media. But I mean, you are right, it very well could be used by low-level workers in the company. But if Tesla suggests that it's for executives, I'll just go with that. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.